day she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I am Genya Raven, also known as Goldie. I'm the guesting DJ for this wonderful, wonderful Chris's show, Strike the Box. And thank you, WMFO 91.5. So yeah, those are the bands we, Goldie and the Gingerbreads, toured with. Hope you dug what I just played. Going down memory lane with me, and hello and goodbye, Medford.
Hi, this is Stabby from A Bunch of Jerks, and you're listening to Strike the Box on 91.5 WMFO.
Medford!
Oh,
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! Let's...
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
soon. Root from some cartoon. Things will be different there. The sun will rise for me. Then I'll be 10 feet down.
Easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
New Jersey Turnpike. Riding on a wagon neath the refinery's glow, out where the great black rivers pour. License registration, I ain't got none, but I got a clear conscience about the things that I've done. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Maybe you got a kid. Maybe you got a pretty wife. The only thing that I got been bothering me my whole life. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me.
Big thank you to Genya Raven, who was this week's guest DJ. She just sort of dropped in there. You can find her on Sirius XM Radio with Chicks and Broads and Goldie's Garage. Goldie's Garage features unsigned bands. During our phone conversation, we were saying how it's unfortunate, even before the pandemic, that a lot of nightclubs that have been around have closed their doors, and it's getting tougher to see some good live music. And as I said, with the pandemic now, it's virtually non-existent, but hopefully the doors will be opening soon. I finished this set because I couldn't resist. Bruce Springsteen, State Trooper. It's off the Nebraska LP, which was released back in 1982. Sorry, I just couldn't help myself, I'm going to tell you. We started things off as Genya was finishing up her set with I Who Have Nothing. You can find that at Rumbar Records. I Who Have Nothing, featuring Niles Rogers. And it took me a second, then it clicked on me who Niles Rogers was. He's one of, I think, the founding members of Chic Le Freak. He's played with Bowie, Diana Ross, NXS, Madonna, Duran Duran. He's been a, you know, guitarist for a bunch of people. And then we played some Beatles because February 9th, 1964, the Beatles appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show, and their first song in that set was All My Loving, so I wanted to play that. The appearance on Ed Sullivan was February 64, but the song itself was released in England in 1963 off of With the Beatles, and on January 1964 with Meet the Beatles, the Capitol version. So I wanted to throw in some Beatles since it is the anniversary this month of them appearing on The Ed Sullivan Show. Lucky in Love, Palmyra Del Ran, new single from Wicked Cool Records. You can, that was the A side. The B side, which maybe I'll play on the next show, is Who's Been Sleeping Here? And some Dead Boys. Sonic Reducer from 1977. And the producer was? Ding, 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 ding. Yes, Genya Raven. Who would have thought? I did read in a book, though, when she walked in the studio to produce them, she started screaming at them because I forget which one it was, but they had swastikas. And Genya Raven, you know, being Jewish and losing family members to the Holocaust, sort of went off on them. But all went well, and she was able to produce their song, Sonic Reducer. Now, hopefully you're enjoying this week's show. Let me get back on track here, and let's see what I'm going to be playing next. Oh, yes, public service announcement. Gee, what shall I play?
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ooh. Las Vegas.
Dutch treat, you were sweet, dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Save those lies, darling, don't explain. I recall Central Park in fall, how you tore your dress, what a mess. I confess, that's not all. Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for walks down lover's lane. I can't see
We just finished up with some Electrolux with Too Cool for School, which will be coming off their album Buzzorama off of Rumbaugh Records, coming out this March of 2021. I was able to get a pre-release on the digital single there, Too Cool for School, so make sure you check them out. Robin Lane and the Chartbusters from 1980, When Things Go Wrong. I've been hearing that on WBCN many a times back in the early 80s. The 4019s, because we love Nick. And the 4019s. We had Take Me to Vegas off of their album No Expiration Date. from 2012. So we're going way back in time with the 4019s. That might have been their debut album. I'll have to check with Mick. Some Dead Kennedys, as we kept the Las Vegas thing going along, with their version of Viva Las Vegas, which you can find off their debut album, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, released back in 1980. And some Wayne Newton with Donkashane. Donkashane? Donkashane? Originally a 1959 German instrumental track, I think, was given to Bobby Darin to be released, but Bobby Darin figured that the 21-year-old Wayne Newton would sound better back in 1963 than he would if this was released, and I think that Bobby Darin was correct because it made it number 13 on the Billboard charts and number 3 on the Easy Listening charts back in 1963. I don't have a lot of time to go here, so let's get back to the music, but also just want to plug my Strike the Box radio show page and group on Facebook, so if you get a chance, make sure you check those out. Again, it's Strike the Box Radio Show, WMFO, on Facebook. It's a page and group. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box.
Anyone who's strange.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
Self-titled Violent Femmes LP, we just heard Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes from 1983. I was watching a Gross Point Blank movie the other day and was hearing that, and it just sort of stuck in my head, so I wanted to play that for you this week. We started things out with some Delalise. At least that's how I hope you pronounce the band name. Delalise, with their song Stockholm Syndrome, that you can get off of their Compassion Fatigue EP, which hopefully is going to be on Red on Red Records. I'm not sure. I know I was watching a show sponsored by Red on Red Records, and they had a song by Delalise called Stockholm Syndrome, and I was able to find that and play it for you. And in the middle of all that, we heard The Bugs, Marlboro, Massachusetts' own band from the 1960s, with the B-side of their 45 released on Polaris, I think back in 1966, called Slide. Bill Kelly from the Underground Garage played Prettiest Girl, which was the A-side, a couple weeks ago, and I actually have a compilation of Polaris songs, and I figured I'd play the B-side for you this week. That about wraps it up for me for this week. Again, big thank you to Genya Raven for being my guest DJ this week. I had a lot of fun speaking with her on the phone, and she's real nice. I got it real nice. Check her show out on Sirius XM, The Underground Garage, Goldie's Garage, that I believe is on every other Saturday night? Every other Friday night. Follows Drew Carey's show, Friday Night Freakout. Not sure if you realize, but we had a passing just recently. Mary Wilson, one of the original Supreme members, just passed away recently. And I figured I'm going to finish this week's show up with a couple songs from her. Obviously, she was not the big lead singer on the Supremes, but I actually found a song that she did lead vocals on from, I think, the Supremes' first record. It's called Come and Get These Memories, as I said, their first album. And then a song that she did on her own. It was a B-side of a single. I forget what year it was, but it's called Pick Up the Pieces by Mary Wilson. So hopefully you have enjoyed this week. I'm running out of time here, so I gotta go, everybody. Take care, be safe out there, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Okay, bye-bye.
It breaks my heart. let's start all over again.
To the time and rhyme is 10:28, and we're rocking and socking simply great. You know the rule, flapping and flying, that's all right, but never any crying. Mad Daddy Giggle Jiggle with you. On we go, we Scooby-Doo. Is this an uplifting show? Why, sure. All the cats are sending me literature. Here's a sample we think is ample from one of the craziest ever born. A real mellow jello thumper, Little Big Art Horn. He says, once upon a time, there was a rock in the sea. I mean, in the sea of Hoobla-Dee. Then one day, a skin diver swam by. He picked up the rock, and my, oh my, from under the rock came a thing that couldn't be, a monster who called himself the creature from Hoobla-Dee. The skin diver gave him a shot in the head, and then found out the monster wasn't dead. Up from the sea came the creature from Hoobla-Dee. Came to WJW in Cleveland, oh gosh, oh gee. And now you know the creature of Hoobla-Dee, who he be. Of course, it's Mad Daddy, you see. All right, that's a fine line from Little Art. He wants to hear Blueberry Sweet, and so out it goes for these outer space scouts. Well, Chip and Gloria, Tiger and Ron, and maybe for Terry, too, and for Little Dave, and also for Fred and Dick and Tom and the Knights of Parma, for the backroom boys of Armstead High, and we're going to flip-flop and fly, especially for Sandy of AMRAP. Hee-hi-ho-ho! Let the mellow jello flow!